This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, the 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, especially our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys handling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel so that we can go where we need to go. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram as Captain's America, at Captain's America. That's Captain, throw an S on the end of it. America, put it all together, one word. And our website, it's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of the things we have over there for you to see. All right. Well, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you really ready out there, folks? We have got the real, the one, the only, Ron Edwards. All right. Okay, thank you, gang. Yep, that's enough. Jeez, they get really excited on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, they were in a good mood today.
Well, I think everybody. Oh, by the way, their teams are winning. That's one reason why.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, the Rays are back in the pennant race again. So here we go. But anyway, speaking of pennant race, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And there's a whole bunch of people out there that don't want you to know that. Imagine that. You're not surprised. All right.
Absolutely.
Now, Donald Trump absolutely flat out blasted the redacted affidavit as a public relations subterfuge. In the meantime, the stuff that's covered up by the Biden Department of Justice leads one to believe that either they've got a case and they're not tipping their hand, or they got nothing. I think it's somewhere in the middle.
I think they have something that is not really detrimental. The director of communications, in fact, for Save America, Peter Buttigieg, also, I think he agrees with us. He cried via affidavit recently. He said that the release of the heavily redacted, overly political affidavit only proves that the Biden administration is desperate to cover up their unprecedented, unnecessary, and un-American raid against President Donald J. Trump. This is a grave travesty. And what is unredacted only further supports President Trump's position. There was no real reason for the raid whatsoever. It's all politics.
Well, I certainly hope so, but I do know that there were documents that were there in the midst that were labeled top secret, need to know only. And if anybody other than the president saw that stuff, that's a violation big time.
Yeah, but there's one thing, a little fly in the ointment here. Weren't they there in June? And they were in the room with those documents or wherever they were?
They cataloged them so they knew what he had.
Yeah, so it's not like he held something that they didn't know he had. Yeah. So that's why I think that this is all political.
But they got nervous when they asked for them back, and they didn't get them back right away, and that made them nervous. Now,
yeah.
Biden says it's up to the DOJ to determine if national security has been harmed at Mar-a-Lago as to whether or not they bring any charges.
Yeah, he did say that, and he also said that he says, well, let the Justice Department determine that. I said at the White House when asked by reporters, of course, if national security could have been compromised at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. And you know what? I think that's about the best answer that he could give because, let's face it, Captain, I haven't seen any evidence that this administration, the Department of Justice, many in the military are really that concerned about national security. If they were, we would have a better situation concerning our border. We would have not have left $86 billion worth of our armaments in Afghanistan. And there are other various things that this government has done around the world to make us much more vulnerable and unstable. So when it comes to national security, that's a joke right now.
They left millions of dollars behind, too, in Afghanistan, along with the weapons. Don't forget that. Now, yep. House Republicans want to question Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg after he told popular podcaster Joe Rogan that Facebook limited stories on the news feed related to the New York Post story about President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his laptop after warnings from the FBI. We'll have to get into that after the break. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Rod Edwards Sue right after this break. And by the way, we'll have an Edwards notebook on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
For many weeks, the leftist propaganda media and government officials have been trying to convince we the people that President Trump was wrong to take boxes of material to Mar-a-Lago. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Anyone who believes that Trump is liable for anything the DOJ and FBI may try to convince you concerning materials and boxes, did you know that when presidents reach the end of their term, they do not pack up their boxes when departing the White House? They're not allowed to, and by law, the GSA or General Services Administration is responsible for that task. It was the GSA auditors and lawyers who boxed everything up and moved it to Mar-a-Lago. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution covers virtually every detail regarding the president's possession. The Presidential Records Act is the controlling statute. To make a long story short, Attorney General Merrick Garland relied on the ignorance of the American people and, through three general criminal statutes, got a kangaroo court judge to sign a warrant so government agents could go on a politically motivated fishing expedition in order to protect certain leftist political allies from possible evidence against their wrongdoing. If Mr. Trump has copies, look out. Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. And that was an Edwards Notebook. And there's a lot of truth in what was just said there. However, we don't own the football. They do. And until we get back in control of the Congress, the House of Representatives in particular, and the Senate, hopefully, we have not much of a say in anything. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards and, of course, the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, that's a coffee that I drink. I got it right here in my Tervis tumbler. I'm going to take a little sip. Delicioso. Now, the reason I like it is a lot of you had coffee that kind of has a bite to it, and it's got the acid, and it'll upset your stomach, and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Constitutional Grounds will not do that. It just will not do that. Now, you can find out more by going to the website, theronedwards.com, to make your purchase, theronedwards.com. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
There's that magic voice. Who was that masked man? Oh, that was a Lone Ranger. That was a coffee arranger.
There you go.
The coffee arranger. I already get the Lone Ranger song in place of that. Dum da da dum da dum. But anyway, I digress. All right, back to Zuckerberg. Now, he apparently suppressed and held back information about Hunter Biden so that the general public wouldn't be able to react even stronger than what they were with the things they were hearing.
Yeah, he did say that the platform decided to limit sharing on the story, but did not ban it entirely, just a lot. The FBI told Meta employees to be wary of Russian propaganda ahead of the November 2020 election. And that was around the same time, Captain, that the sordid contents of the Hunter Biden computer were first reported by the New York Post and censored, ironically, on Twitter. At the time, more than 50 former senior intelligence officials signed a big letter claiming the laptop story had all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation.
Well, I heard. Yep.
So,
how'd that work out? Well, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell delivered another stark message on Friday. He said the Fed is determined to fight inflation with more sharp interest rate hikes. Like, that's going to help. It's likely going to cause a lot of pain, though, for Americans in the form of a weaker economy, job losses, and the higher cost of goods and services at a time when we can ill afford that.
Well, absolutely, Captain. You know, if they were so concerned about improving the economy and whittling down inflation, they would reverse, first of all, the policies enacted under the Biden regime and return us back to fuel regulations and lowering those taxes. And how about cutting back on wasteful government spending where they should not be spent in the first place, and doing things like that? That would go a long way in restoring a lower inflation rate and also stimulating job growth. For the first time in a while, you're having a reduction not only of the power of the dollar, but also in jobs, although you still have a very low participation rate in the employment situation. So these people are doing the opposite of everything that you should be doing to have prosperity in this economy. And what Mr. Powell proposes is going to bring a lot of heartache and headache. For example, Captain, 40% of small and medium businesses died as a result of Biden's policies.
Well, sure.
It could be up to 60% if Mr. Powell and Biden and company continue doing what they want to do. So They're not about improving the economy. It is, I think they're doing exactly what they want to do. They want to screw this economy over, and they want to frighten us, or frighten many people, into not supporting conservatives.
He who controls the purse strings controls the country.
Absolutely.
That's what they're doing. By the way, Republican Senator Ron Johnson, who of course is from Wisconsin, wasted no time after receiving a whistleblower memo from a group of military officers who allege the Department of Defense acted illegally by imposing vaccine mandates and ignoring the rights of personnel who refused the inoculation, in particular based on religious grounds.
Yeah, I think these military officials who have been doing this I just call it unconstitutional harassment. And I think about 60,000 people have already been kicked out of the military.
Well, a lot of them have been reinstated now. Yeah, I don't know if you heard this or not, but in the last week, there's been several thousand brought back into the military. Said, wait a minute, you can't do this.
Yeah. And, you know, but the military brass needs to be really cleaned out. Lloyd Austin and that whole crew, they need to be shipped out and taken somewhere, locked up, in my opinion.
Send them all to Africa and let them go fight whoever it is we're fighting over there.
Send them somewhere.
No, I'd send them to Africa. That's where the last big battlefield is right now. We're up against everybody and anybody over there.
Well, and that's because of our policies.
That's correct.
What's going on with Iran? You've got the Emirates now cozying up to Iran because they're scared because of the policies of this administration refusing. I'm sure you talked about this. When the Prime Minister and other officials of Israel reached out to Joe Biden, they said, hey, we're on vacation. He's on vacation.
Yep. Now, I want you to listen to something, because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi interjected at a press conference that Republicans should be very, very, very scared. But just before that, this is what she said.
Actually have the power to pay off student debt. Watch this.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. I don't even like to call it forgiveness, because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Yet, just freeing people from those obligations. So that's not even a discussion. Not everybody realizes that, but the president can only postpone, delay, but not forgive.
Now, I knew that from the beginning. And she's now saying that, but then she kind of walked that back a little bit to say that, well, there is some discretion with which the president can use his power. No, there's not.
And that's the thing here. Even though not only in this situation, which will turn out that, you know, they may end up doing what they want to do, but in many other situations, they don't have the legal power to do this, that, and the other. But I see that despite what they legally do not have the power to do, they've been doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Here comes the music, but here's how we're going to end this. Joe Biden is slamming the MAGA Republicans, I consider myself to be one, for destroying the American Democrats, the America that Democrats are saving. Really? I must have lost something in the translation. I'll see you next week.
Well.
I'll see you next week, my friend.
Oh,
okay, Kyle Warren is on deck, and Ron Edwards, always a pleasure to be able to talk to him. We'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, because I got more coming your way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department released a redacted version of the affidavit that led a judge to approve a warrant to search former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department saying former President Trump has secret documents stored at his Florida home that are unsecured. As far as his take on the affidavit, Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney. He tells Fox News,
The affidavit reads more like it's attempting to convince the reader that legally the DOJ is on good footing and that there are reasons for them to want more of the documentation. But it does not read like a typical criminal affidavit.
Moderna is suing rivals Pfizer and BioNTech, claiming technology patent infringement of its COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Weekend Edition. Of course, I'll be talking to Kyle Warren in just a second. We got one of our favorite callers from Colorado on the line, too. We'll get to that. But I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow also has a brand new venture called MyStore.com. At either one of those websites, the product code to get you in the door is Captain. Very simple, Captain. That gets you in the door, and then you go from there. And that's how you save a bunch of money. Now, if you go over to MyPillow.com to take a look at what he's got there, make sure you look at the Radio Listener Specials page. When you do, you'll have to use the product code CAPTAIN to get in there and snoop around. Now, if you want to call them, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Product code will always be CAPTAIN. Same thing applies at the MyStore.com website, which has got some things there for the house, for the kitchen, for the living room, for the dining room. And you're going to love it when you get in there and you see what they have to offer. So, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Check it out. See what they have to offer. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We got Aaron, our great friend and compadre over in Denver, calling in. Okay there, Aaron. Go for it.
Hey, okay. Of course, professor of politics. You know, I mean, I looked at the redacted documents online, and it was like a swirling, sucking, you know, vacuum. I mean, a black hole. I mean, where are the words to this document? I mean, there was nothing there. It was just blackness. And I say, man, it looked like a black hole, and it just they all the words. And another thing, this investment, the raid on Trump's home was a waste of taxpayer money. This investigation is a waste of taxpayer money. And, of course, the Russian collusion nonsense was a waste of taxpayer money. I mean, this insanity has to end. I mean, it's freaking unbelievable. And I also have to say something about Novak Djokovic, the great tennis player who will not get to play at the U.S. Open this coming weekend because he refuses to take the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now, if I was in his tennis shoes, I would take the vaccine. I trust the science. But he doesn't. And he should have options to either get tested, kind of like an Olympic athlete, test them, see if he got the COVID-19, and not, then disqualify him. That's it. I mean, give the guy options so he can participate. But, of course, the dark side, broken down, dumb donkeys that are running New York City, the mayor, the governor, are complete morons. Chat, Professor Politics, you have a good night. You have a good morning. Goodbye.
That's what I like, somebody that gets it right to the point, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, I appreciate that very much, Aaron.
Yeah, and that's very good, Aaron, and keep up the good work. Great correspondent there in Denver.
Yes.
Now, not to be without, and I mentioned this to Ron, we didn't really have enough time to do anything about it, so I'm going to mention this to you. Joe Biden slammed the MAGA Republicans, that's the Make America Great Republicans with the hats and all that stuff, for destroying the America that Democrats are trying to save. I didn't think the Democrats were trying to save anything, because last I knew, it was the fundamental transformation of America that they were trying to do. They were the ones changing the country, not us.
Yeah, that is precisely it, Captain. The idea that somehow the Democrat Party elite, and I'm talking about rank and file Democrats across the country, but the Democrat Party elite, they have no interest in, quote, saving America because they've always used the notion of attacking our democracy, et cetera, merely as a way of trying to demonize their political opponents. And you're right. They talked about, and President Obama talked about, the fundamental transformation of America. They're proceeding, Captain, from the notion that America is fundamentally flawed, it's fundamentally broken, it was based on racism and all this other kind of stuff, and so inherently it's bad. They have to remake it into something else. So, we're not going to fall for that.
Well, what do you think? What are they trying to make it into?
Well, they want to make it into something that reflects, I think, much more of an authoritarian-style regime. And this is the reason why, Captain, President Biden used the word that the administration is using this terminology that the MAGA, so-called MAGA people, well, it's really fascism. But they're the ones, I think, who really want to bring in an authoritarian-type rule where you can't dissent, where you can't speak out, where if you disagree, then you're an enemy of the state. And that's not that's very un-American.
Enemy of the state, huh?
Well, you know, it's this notion that if you somehow have a different view, or if you are saying, look, no, America is based on good things, it's opportunity, it's all these different things as illuminated in the Declaration, as set down in the Constitution, then you're a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe went to Delaware the other day to give a speech, rolled up his sleeves and all that stuff, looked like he was really getting at it. He says, the one thing I'm determined to do is to ban assault weapons in this country.
And again, that's more red meat, really, I think, for the left, especially as we head towards the midterm elections.
Well, it might be red meat, but he can't do it.
Well, exactly. But this is, instead of talking about, hey, look, we've got this terrible inflation, this is a result of my policies, you know, you're spending more, you're actually going to get less, for the foreseeable future here, it's going to get worse. instead of saying that, they talk about the MAGA fascists. They talk about banning assault weapons. They talk about anything and everything. Oh, debt forgiveness, anything and everything other than what's actually happening in the country.
Yep. And George Soros donated a cool $1 million to the liberal J Street Super PAC. Way to go, George.
That's more of the same, exactly, yeah.
Now, I need to tell everybody, and I forgot to mention this when Ron Edwards was on, but this coming Tuesday, the 30th, I will be on Ron Edwards. He's sitting in, guest hosting a program on the Patriot in Detroit. That's AM 1400 and FM 101.5. I'll be on there at 6 p.m. with Ron. We're going to be talking, of course, about America and about all things patriotic and all things that we can do to turn this country around and take our country back come November.
Well, that's going to be a very interesting show, that's for sure.
Tune in.
Exactly right.
I am 1400 The Patriot in Detroit. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yep, tune in. Because I guarantee it won't be boring.
It never is.
All right, now, very quickly, we found out yesterday, late in the day, that the student loan write-off plan will not cost $300 billion, as was stated earlier, or even $600 billion. How about $1 trillion?
Well, you know, Captain, I mean, this is by the way, this isn't monopoly money. It's not just something that goes off into the ether and we never see again. This is real problems for the economy. I think it'll be inflationary, and they can tout it all they want, but it's not going to do what they say it's going to do.
Right. So we've just gone from 300 to 600 to $1 trillion.
Yeah, and so just, you know, pile that into the rest of the debt that we're accumulating every 5 seconds in this country. Yeah.
And in case you didn't catch the earlier news about Governor Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis has taken up a grand jury's recommendation to suspend 4 Broward School Board members and has, in fact, suspended them. This is the latest controversy coming out of the deep blue Broward County. And these people here could wind up being indicted for criminal charges for the things that they have been accused of doing.
And what that's going to do, Captain, that is going to, you know, show the seriousness of the things that the school boards are in charge of, what they need to be aware of, and what they need to be emphasizing and focusing on, rather than some of these things that we've seen go on before, especially when it comes to the safety of the kids. And that is priority number one.
Amen. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too, as we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we have woken up that rascal down there in Sarasota, so he's got to stand up and say this. We'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
In the overnight, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about
about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
For those of you that don't know this song, I'm taking you back, and I mean way back into the 60s. That is Led Zeppelin, Kyle. whole lot of love.
Yeah, a whole lot of love.
I mean to tell you, it's been a while since I've heard that or seen that video, but it takes me back a ways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's a cool riff right on the guitar that it's all built around. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they definitely have got it going. I mean, they knew what they were doing. Led Zeppelin was a group that was way ahead of their time, and they knew what they were doing. All right. Well, Mr. Yep. Kyle, you take it away and tell me what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we have a pretty quiet map weather-wise, with the exception, of course, that we've got some hot and dry weather in various parts out west, including central Idaho, southern Idaho, and then also northern Nevada. We've got hot and dry weather. Also in central Wyoming and around Casper and down over I-80 in the Rawlins area, we've got the fire weather warnings there. Now, what that means, of course, is that you've got the hot and dry weather. You've also got the potential for elevated winds that could spread fire if, in fact, one occurs. So you just want to be aware of that in those areas. In terms of heat, though, our friends in Seattle are enjoying now a relief from that heat. And as we head through the weekend, it looks like it's going to be in the mid to or low to mid 70s there in Seattle. That high ridge of pressure evidently dissipating now that was causing a lot of that heat, not only in Seattle, but across the border over into the area around Vancouver as well. And in terms of rain right now, a lot of that's dissipated since last hour in New Mexico, but you still might have a little bit of it out there near Tucumcari as you head out I-40 towards Texas. So that's some good news. And as we go through the rest of the week, Captain, it looks like, again, we're going to be having, we'll still have some heat in some areas. For example, Sacramento, California is going to be looking at high 80s, low 90s over the weekend. Also, Las Vegas, that's where you're going to have triple-digit heat, though, over the weekend. Saturday, 105. Sunday, 104. And then way up in it's kind of way up there in Denver. It's the Mile High City. You're going to have 90 degrees, looks like, Saturday and Sunday or thereabouts. So be careful out there and have a great weekend, everybody.
All right. We've had a lot of rain in the deep south as well as in the middle Atlantic states. And a lot of that rain, of course, water flows downhill. Downhill means it goes to the Gulf of Mexico. So in Mississippi, from Jackson, Mississippi south, all the way down to the Gulf, we've got a number of areas of flooding to the left side and to the right side of Interstate 55, if you will. Also, 55 coming out of New Orleans. You've got a bunch of flooding there in some of the northern parts of northern parishes coming up towards the Mississippi border. I've been watching this grow, so this is something that seems to be getting a little bit more intense. So be careful. Be careful. And by the way, see water in the road? Stop. Turn around. Don't drown. Do not try to drive through water that you don't know how deep it is. 6 inches of water can move a truck. 6 inches of water can move a truck. Think about that. Now, up in Indiana, northeastern Indiana, we've got unsettled weather conditions for today, as well as the northwestern corner of Ohio. Most of Kentucky, same thing, unsettled weather conditions there. Also into the mountains of West Virginia. Could be rain, could be some thunderstorms, sporadic thunderstorms. Don't know yet, it's way too early to tell. But there is definitely weather on the horizon, so we can't seem to get away from it there, Kyle.
No, we can't. That's exactly right.
All right. So tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America. Out at pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas between now and October 31st. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And how about your radio show?
Thank you. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
Yep. And we have a link to that on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You'll see it if you scroll down. It's dead center towards the middle section of the website. And we look forward to talking to you again on Monday morning.
Well, actually, that's actually...
Oh, that's right. You're taking Monday off. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have Monday off because Mrs. Professor and I are going to be celebrating our wedding anniversary, and I'm going to be back on Tuesday. So
and you've only been married. You've only been married 10 years, so that's what you'll be doing.
That's right. Maybe a slight bit.
We won't tell anybody. We won't tell anybody how long. They wouldn't believe it.
Well, thanks.
All right.
Very cool, Captain.
Yep. Take care. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him and all that he does for the radio show. Very hard worker, and don't have to ask him more than once to get him to do something. How about that? And he does a lot of things on his own. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy anniversary.
Yes, to Mr. Kyle. You betcha. Mm-hmm. And we won't embarrass him by telling him how many years, because then it reminds him of his age, but he has got a couple of kids up there in college. So there you go. We'll let the audience figure it out. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what it is the Department of Justice is trying to prove here. How about you?
Well, they made reference in the affidavit to the Espionage Act several times. But, you know, it's very hard to tell because of what is redacted. So you have to kind of defer to the experts, you know, those that are kind of used to affidavits that are done by the Department of Justice. And it looks like they just wanted their stuff back, that they went through a lot of pomp and circumstance and dramatic lawfare in order to get it.
Yeah.
But most interesting to me was the mention of FISA.
Mm.
And as I wrote that article and mentioned on your show last week, I think it has everything to do with they wanted the Russiagate documents back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a feeling that Trump was going to necessarily use them to kind of expose the nefarious activities of all people involved in Russiagate.
Everybody I've been talking to is telling me that he made copies of that. What do you think?
Well, I suppose there's that possibility, but remember, there was video, and I think that that is in fact why the feds had asked to have the video, and they were denied that.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that distinct possibility.
Well, it's going to be interesting one way or the other, because this ain't over until the fat lady sings, and she ain't singing yet. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.